Good morning. And we just finished Simon Beis, and we have left to explain a concept which the Chayadim really is going to explain very well in the beginning of Klal Mem Gimel. But since we touched on it now, I would like to talk about it now. And this is the halacha that patters all of the food during the meal. Now, how do we understand that concept? So the Chayyim later on explains that it works under the rules of the din of Iker and Tofel. That we know that Chazal, in many areas of Hilchos Brachos, when we have a combination of multiple foods, we do not make a bracha on each one separately. When they're eaten as a unit, we make one bracha on the primary one, and that patters all of the other foods as well. So it's not that you're not making a bracha on the tofel, but rather the bracha on the ikur covers the tofel. So if a person, for example, eats cereal with milk, we look at the cereal as the primary food and the milk as the secondary food. So if he makes a dhamma or a mazonos on the cereal, being whatever the cereal is, the bracha covers the milk as well. So let's say at the end of the eating of the cereal, he has milk left over. So he's just having milk by itself. And he's drinking the milk or eating the milk with a spoon. But either way, it's not like he's eating a food without a bracha. The bracha of the mazonos or the dhamma covered the milk as well. So Chazal came along and said, that's usually the halacha, only if they're eaten together and there's a little bit left over at the end. But let's say you do not eat them together, physically together. There's no din of ikur and tofel. Let's say you eat the tofel first, so you must make a bracha on it because you can't eat the food without a bracha. Chazal said pas is so important. It's such a definitional element of the meal. It defines the meal that the pas is considered the suda, and everything else which is a part of the suda is considered secondary to the pas automatically, even if you do not eat it directly with the food. So any food which is considered a suda type of a food, it's eaten as part of a meal which people eat to satiate. Kapas's mila is the ability to satiate. It's anything which is eaten as part of a meal with the purpose to satiate is considered secondary to the pas and is included in the bracha of hamotzi. Foods which are normally eaten, the tanug, they're not eaten to satiate, are not automatically secondary to the pas and require bracha during the meal. So a person eats an apple during the meal, a person has to make oitz. Now, the regular rule of ikur and tofel still applies. A person would eat the bread and the apple together, so he'd be able to use the regular rules of ikur and tofel and make a bracha on the pas and the apple is included. But if he's going to eat the apple distinctly by itself, not with the regular rules of ikur and tofel, but as just eating as part of, quote unquote, part of the meal, it's not really part of the meal. Let's say a person makes a meal out of pas and apples. He decides he wants to have apples for his meal. So really, mikur adin, the apples should be included in the pas. But since normally apples are not, so there the halacha is we have to do some act to show that you're eating the apples as part of the meal. So you eat the first bite and possibly also the last bite of the apple with bread. That shows you're eating the apples as part of the meal. And that's enough that you do not need to make a bracha on the apple eaten in between, which is eaten by itself. If you go with the regular rules of ikur and tofel, since they're not mixed together, and you eat sometimes together with the ikur and sometimes not, you would still require a separate bracha. But since you're being kaveya the suda on peros, so then the peros are included. So you have three options: something which is automatically part of the meal, something which is not part of the meal, and you make a bracha on it. But the regular rules of ikur and tofel would apply, which means if you eat each bite with bread, it'll be ikur and tofel. And a case where you're being kaveya sud on these type of foods, so then the first and last bites, as according to some poskim, just the first bite, some poskim, the first and last bite have to be eaten together with pas. Okay. So bringing us back to over here, the Chayyim says that the food that you eat, like potatoes, which clearly are a a meal type of a food and they're included in the idea of the meal are secondary to the bread, they're considered an extension of the potatoes before the meal. So that's not really correct, because before the meal you're eating potatoes and during the meal you're eating bread, and the potatoes are there to accompany the meal. And that's why, other than the chayotim, everybody looks at the two acts of eating as distinct and independent. And therefore, you cannot say that you're continuing your meal of potatoes, which you started before the meal, during the meal, and the bracha of the potatoes beforehand continues during the meal, because the potatoes during the meal are eaten in a totally different way. They're eaten as an accompaniment to the bread as opposed to the potatoes beforehand. So beforehand you had a potato snack or meal, and now you're having a bread meal with some potatoes as an accompaniment. So therefore, other than the chayotim, everybody looks at these two things as being distinct and separate, and we cannot combine the two, and therefore a bracha achrona is needed for the food eaten before the meal, and benching cannot be moitziget. We mentioned the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for the chayotim shita in a case where you benched already, but up to the point of benching, he follows the Shulchan Aruch Rav that you would make a brain of poshos, even though you washed and you ate potatoes during the meal. Have a good day.